All right, so today we're going deep on how a community can pull together to face a challenge that seems, well, pretty much impossible.
Yeah.
We're heading to Piermont, New York.
Okay.
It's a village that's, you know, right on the Hudson River and dealing with the very real impacts of rising sea level.
Rising sea levels, yep.
We're going to look at how they're using consensus building to figure out, you know, a way forward.
And it's really interesting because, you know, when we think about these issues, we often jump to, like, engineering solutions, right?
Yeah.
Like building a seawall.
Oh, a big wall. Yeah, just block it out.
But it's so much more than that.
Right.
In Piermont, it's really about the residents coming together.
Yeah.
Understanding the risks and making decisions about their shared future.
So how are they doing that?
That's where the Consensus Building Institute, or CBI, comes in.
CBI.
They've got a long track record of helping communities navigate these kinds of complex challenges.
So paint the picture for us. Like, what's actually happening on the ground in Piermont?
So imagine this. You've got this picturesque village right on the Hudson River, about 2,500 residents.
Okay.
And the water levels are creeping up.
Yeah.
Faster than average.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it's not good. We're talking about increased flooding.
Right.
Potential property loss, and even the prospect of people having to relocate.
I mean, that's got to be stressful.
Extremely stressful. This isn't some far-off threat.
Yeah.
This is their reality.
Yeah. So they brought in CBI to, like, kind of mediate this whole process.
That's right. CBI partnered with the village.
Okay.
With state agencies, environmental organizations, you know, all the stakeholders.
That sounds like it could be a recipe for, like, you know, conflict and arguments and...
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You've got people with different perspectives, different priorities.
For sure.
And they're all trying to figure out how to deal with this really challenging situation.
So how did CDI handle that? Like, how do you even begin to approach something like that?
Well, the key is getting everyone on the same page right.
Okay.
Which is a lot harder than it sounds, I can imagine. CBI facilitated these open dialogues where residents could come together, voice their concerns, their hopes for the future.
So just like talking it out?
It was more than just talking.
Okay.
They actually provided tools.
Like what?
Like personalized risk assessments.
Oh, interesting.
So these assessments use data.
Okay.
Like elevation and flood projections.
So very specific to each person.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It showed each homeowner their individual level of risk.
Oh, wow.
They also developed these incredible community flood maps.
Oh, cool.
That visually demonstrated the potential impact of rising water.
Oh, so they could actually see it.
Yeah, like, okay, if the water rises this much, this is what's going to happen.
Wow. Yeah, that must have been pretty eye-opening.
It was. It really brought the issue home for a lot of people.
But I'm guessing there were some tensions along the way.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like you said, people with different priorities. And
yeah.
Maybe some people didn't want to move or, you know, thought it was too expensive to do certain things. What were some of the challenges that they faced?
Well, Bennett Brooks, a senior mediator from CBI.
Okay.
He described it as a delicate dance.
A delicate dance.
Yeah. You've got people grappling with the emotional weight.
Right.
Of potentially losing their homes and their livelihoods.
Yeah.
There's also the challenge of reconciling individual needs with the greater good of the community.
Yeah, like what's good for one person might not be good for everybody.
Right. It's not easy to find solutions that work for everyone.
So did they actually make any progress, or did the whole thing kind of fall apart with all these competing, you know?
It's amazing, actually. Right. They made incredible strides.
Wow.
Through these workshops, through surveys.
Okay.
Residents not only agreed on the need for action.
They all agreed that they needed to do something.
Yeah. They even wanted to expand the conversation.
Oh, wow.
To include more community members.
So they were like, hey, let's get more people in on this.
Yeah. They realized that facing a force of nature like this requires a unified front.
Yeah. You can't argue with the ocean.
Exactly.
So what's the takeaway for our listener?
Well,
I mean, they might not live in a coastal village.
Right.
But surely there are some parallels to their own lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, think about it.
Okay.
A conflict at work.
Yeah.
A disagreement with neighbors.
Sure.
Even a family trying to decide where to go on vacation.
Right.
These are all situations where consensus building can help.
Hmm. Interesting.
The key takeaway here is that even when faced with what feels like an insurmountable challenge,
yeah,
a shared understanding and a commitment to dialogue can lead to real solutions.
It's a reminder that sometimes the most powerful solutions aren't found in some, you know, complex report,
right,
or technical jargon.
Yeah.
It's about talking to each other.
Exactly.
Finding common ground.
That's it.
Yeah. And I think what's really cool about the Piramani example is that it shows that even when you're dealing with something as big and powerful as the ocean, people can still come together and make progress.
Yeah, it's really inspiring.
It is. It's a reminder that we have more power to shape our future than we might realize.
Absolutely.
And that even in the face of what seems impossible,
yeah,
we can find solutions if we're willing to work together.
You got it.
All right, so that's our deep dive on Piermont, New York, and the power of consensus building.
Thanks for having me.
It was great having you. Thanks for listening.
See ya, Ma!